Artwork Summer mural projects are underway now, and Evanston is one of the neighborhoods, in partnership with the Evanston Community Council and Xavier University. I'm delighted to have lead artist Jimmy Jones and Teresa Helly from Artworks here in the studio. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Teresa, please tell us about the mural projects, because I think a lot of people see the murals and don't know that there's a wonderful program associated with them.
Sure, thank you. So yes, we have been creating murals since 2007 at Artworks, and this summer we celebrate our 100th mural. But what's really beautiful about the mural program is not only are we working in the communities and beautifying the neighborhoods, but we're creating meaningful jobs for local teenagers. Every mural is created in partnership with lead local artists and youth that work alongside the artists for every project. So we're creating meaningful jobs for local teenagers. They're developing great skills, both the artistic skill, but even more importantly, the skills of working together on a team and creating a lasting gift for their communities.
And what's the role of the community council and Xavier University?
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because for us, working with the neighborhoods where we work is paramount. We want to really create a work that the community embraces and wants for their neighborhood. So in this project in particular in Evanston, we're working with Xavier University and with the Evanston Community Council. And we actually also have a corporate partner, School Outfitters. So all together, we're working to make sure we celebrate a beloved local artist, Jimmy Jones, and the legacy gift that he left initially with the mural that now we are putting a new work on, because we really want to know what the community wants. So they informed the design of the mural and have helped us in this entire process. And meanwhile, School Outfitters is helping to fund the mural. They are really involved in getting to know some of the teenagers. So they, again, learn different skills along the whole mural process creation.
Jimmy, let's hear from you about what the subject of the mural is going to be and where it's going to be located.
Well, the subject of the mural is primarily going to be a gateway. And the people of Evanston wanted something that celebrated their community, something that celebrated the diversity that's in Evanston, some of the changes that's taken place in Evanston, the spirituality of Evanston, as well as the playfulness with their new recreation center. So in this mural, he tried to encompass all those different things.
Where is it located?
It's at 2116 Duck Creek Road when you get off the exit from 71 northbound on exit 5.
And how does the project start? Do you come up with the design and then the artists you work with, the young artist apprentices, they actually transfer it onto the surface?
Yeah, exactly. But it's a little bit longer process than that. I got asked to do it, I guess, around Christmas time. And so I submitted a few of my design ideas and mine got chosen. So that was step one. Then step two was getting involved with the community so I would understand better what it is that they wanted. So I went over, did what we call a facilitation, and a facilitation is a way to get ideas from people. I learned that from my PNG days.
Yes, Jimmy worked for many, many years as the head of internal graphic design.
Yeah, and also the display department. That's where I finished my career at. And that allowed me to travel all over the world.
And in the art you created while you were still employed by Procter, your subject matter has always been issues that are very current and very important to the entire community.
Yeah. Some of my art is very political. And right now I'm actually switching to art that's individual. I'm doing lots of portrait art. So I'm combining that volatility of the political with just the simplicity of just people.
What are some of the figures that appear in the mural?
Well, if you were to go from left to right, as I'm looking at it, the first images that you might see are just people picnicking, having fun, enjoying the environment. So one of the things I wanted to make sure I depicted in this mural was the idea of family, familyness, and friendship. As you start to move toward the right, the next group of people you're going to see is a family heading toward one of our traditional schools, and it's a depiction of Walnut Hills High School. And it's a family, a mother with two daughters. They're on their way to school with little book packs and everything on them. So I wanted to show that this is a family neighborhood, and it's a safe neighborhood, a safe way to travel to get to school. As you keep moving further, I'm an old football player, so I wanted to depict in there some football players, cheerleaders. Now, these are not football players for any specific school. They represent any athletic event that's going on. And as I keep moving to the right, the next thing I wanted to do is show a church. And that would help with the spirituality of it. I have people that are singing and worshiping. The next thing I wanted to do is actually create like a vision of like a small community. So I have two houses. I have three houses and a family right in front of it. And the family is actually the central part of this piece because I wanted to show this is a family, safe and friendly community. Next, after that, I have two neighbors. I wanted to make sure that a lot of neighborhoods, people close the door and you don't see them again. But in this neighborhood, people actually come out, they talk, they're engaged with each other. So I wanted to show that openness and that engaging characteristic of this community.
You paint on large canvases, but this has to be one of the biggest canvases you've ever used. So what kind of preparation is underway?
Well, right now, I think their ages 14 to like 22, 23. So the youngest one is just going into high school this coming fall, and the other ones are in some level of college. This is indeed the hardest and the most complicated part of the whole entire venture because if the prep is not done right, we can't expect the artwork to come out right. So right now they're doing gessoing, cleaning off the wall, and doing all the really hard grunt work. I'm glad I'm not young anymore. So anyway, they're doing that type of stuff right now. So it may not be pleasant work, but I'm sure the kids are enjoying it anyway.
And what has their response been to your design?
Well, I had them over at my studio, and when they came over, I wasn't sure what to expect because they're awful young. They're awful young. So I didn't know what they would think, but the experience was so electrifying and so good that I'm inviting them back over again because, quite frankly, they made me feel young. One student actually drew a portrait of me while they were just sitting there. And another student asked me to sign their McDonald's box. So you can imagine my surprise. Somebody wants my autograph. That's pretty important. So I thoroughly enjoy the kids.
Are there going to be opportunities to further engage the community with this artwork?
Yes. We will dedicate this mural in October with, again, our partners, the Evanston Community Council and Xavier, and the apprentices will come out and we will celebrate them and formally dedicate this mural back to the city of Cincinnati. So that'll be a great opportunity for the community to come out, see the design, meet Jimmy Jones and all of the youth artists that worked on this project, and to really celebrate and congratulate them for the gift that they've left that will last for 20 or more years in their landscape. So that'll be a great opportunity to celebrate there.
And Jimmy's artwork is really quite monumental and very, very impressive. Is this the first opportunity you've had to work with this kind of a group?
Yeah, and I feel extremely honored because when you look at the names of the people that's done these murals throughout the year, like I think Rufman, I met him like a month ago and talked to him about this. And then I think it was Lichtenstein, I think I saw on one of them.
Oh, Tom Wesselman. Last year we did a mural of Tom Wesselman's work. We consider getting to work with Jimmy Jones. He's one of our legendary artists, and that's a real goal of ours. And like you mentioned, Don Ruthven, it's a really great experience that our local kids can meet other artists that have had a successful career and to be inspired by them. Really bridging these different generations together is a goal of ours, that we're really creating inspiration for our local youth, and they can see the future careers that they can create for themselves as a part of their employment process with Artworks.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today. My guests have been Teresa Helley and artist Jimmy Jones. They're both part of Artworks Summer Mural Programs. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.